Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. It's lying dormant, waiting, and it could reactivate at any time. And while not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful, blistering rash that can last for weeks. Think you're not at risk for shingles? It's time to wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. If you're over 50, talk to your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Like a million bucks, things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Listening to me. Mm-hmm. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Yeah, man. Got one. Hey, you know, I think of my life in terms of blessings. You know, I take mostly a positive approach and a positive spin to my life. I hardly ever dwell on, I can't say that I don't think about the what's wrong in it because I have to address problems as they arise. But I try not to let them consume me. I let the consumption part be about the blessings, the positive things that has occurred in my life, the good things that God has done for me, the power that he's displayed in my life, the protection he's given me over the years, the being tucked under his wings. I focus on the things that he promises me. I think of all the goodness that I perceive to come my way. I think that has a lot to do with me learning more and more about the law of attraction in terms of, you know, what you think and what you put out in the space and what you pray about is what you receive, you know. And so I've become better and better at that. It's not to say that I'm not human and I don't have moments where I think a little bit too long about what's going wrong and what enemy is about to attack and what they're going to do and say and all of this here. So it's not to say that I'm not concerned about it, but I try to dwell mostly on the positive. And one of the things that I learned, you can have an incredible life. All of us, we can have incredible lives if we just let God drive. See, the problem that I had years ago was I was the driver of my life and I was taking myself in the directions that I thought would be best for me. And I aimed at things that I thought I could accomplish. And I set goals that I saw myself being able to attain. I was driving. When I gave up and I let God drive, I then opened up my mind and my spirit to what God had for me, for what God could see for me, for what God could do in my life, for what God wanted for me. Now, he wanted for me and he wanted of me. See, that's the connection that you got to try to make. Well, not try. That's the connection that you got to make to really get it. Now, listen to me. What I don't want you to do is do like me. Don't be afraid of the what for, of the what he wants you to do part. See, because that ain't going to be nearly as demanding and as offsetting as you think it's going to be. See, I thought that if I did God's will, that if I let God tell me what to do, that it would cause me to not to be able to do a certain some things I wanted to do. Well, which is true, but the stuff I wanted to do was all detrimental to my well-being and my future and my growth and development as a man. I was stopping my own growth as a man because, see, I was doing what I thought I should do as a man. But when you give it over to God, see, God has a much better plan for you than you can ever have for yourself. And God knows a better way, far better than the one you know. I want you to believe that, man. You got to understand that part of it. And that's the part that I finally got through my head to let God do it his way and to show me a better way and to teach me a better way and expose to me a better way. And when I opened up my mind to what God was talking about, I began to see things totally differently and things started coming to me totally differently. If you've been a friend of mine or a fan of mine over the years, I mean, you've had to see it, the change. You've had to see the difference. I mean, and I acknowledge that every chance I get because I promised God I would. And I hope that I'm not falling short in that category. But then again, if I told it all day long what he done for me, I still wouldn't have enough time to really explain thoroughly what he's done for me because it's such a continuous growth in me. But now, that's not to say that I'm finished or I'm done or I'm complete because I'm still short. You can't be him. You can strive for perfection. I hear people saying it all the time. I applaud you for saying you want to be perfect, but you ain't. And you can't. So you quit saying it. You quit saying it to me. Quit saying it to other people. I'm seeking a life of perfection. But it's something that you cannot have because he said you can't do it. But that's what he there for. He there for the moments when you stumble and you fall. And you going to stumble and fall. So you got to get that part right, man. The stumbling, falling part is coming. But see, you get God in your life and it helps you so that you don't stumble, fall, wallow, roll over, lay there, languish. That's what God is for. So when you stumble and fall, you get back up because you're going to make mistakes. You're going to get it wrong. You're going to come under attack. You're going to be lied about. You are going to be falsely accused. That's going to happen to you the moment you make a decision to do better. The moment you try to be more. The devil got to send his attackers, man. And he controls certain people. He just got people that's on his side 24/7. You know them too. You've all met one or two of them in your life. They just busy with the business of nothingness. They just busy about the destruction of others. You say, I know them. You know them. They coming. But here's what you got to hold fast to. They can't take away nothing from you that God gave you. They didn't make you. See, people who claim to have made you, if they so in the make you business, why don't they make they self? Or if they ain't with you no more and they so busy in them, I made you business, why don't they make somebody else? Since you want to get credit for making somebody, make yourself. If you're responsible for someone else's success, then you should easily be able to take claim and be responsible for your own success. See, be careful of that. And don't change your course because somebody's attacking you with that. I just hope, man, that I'm giving it to God the way I said I would give it to him. That I would unload every chance I got that I was supposed to without being, you know, oh, here he come again. You know, I try not to be that. But man, I don't know what else to be for the first 12 minutes of my show. What else you want me to say? I got 4 hours. I can't give God 12 minutes, man. I mean, for real, Steve? Come on, man. I mean, let's look at this right here. If you give an honor to God just 12 minutes out the day, dog, he gave you 24 hours of luxury and life and breath and hope and promise. You ain't got 12 minutes to give him out the day? That don't make no sense. What an exchange. What a wonderful life God has given me in exchange for so small of effort that I put forth. Don't let the effort you got to put forth to God seem so daunting that you don't attempt to do it. Because, man, it seems like a lot. It ain't nothing compared to what he be giving us, for real. So if you want a real life, you want a real shot at what you can be, what you can have, what you can own, what you can become, who you really are, go to God. Let him fix you, man. That's all.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
NPR has a new collection of podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy and resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country they reflect. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, it is time for the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Did I say it's time yet?
Yeah.
Even I wasn't ready. Steve Harvey Morning Show, Shirley Strawberry.
Hey, good morning, Steve. You ready now, though, baby? Yeah.
For sure, Carla Pharrell.
We are ready. Good morning, Steve.
Looking over here, that damn Junior.
Morning, Unc. Morning, everybody in the building.
Nephew Tommy.
Yeah, yay, in the building. I'm right here.
Welcome yeah. Back.
Right
yeah.
here.
Please.
How y'all doing?
Please.
Good.
Don't go. Please, please don't go. Baby, I'm begging you so. Please, please don't go. Ah! I love you so.
That eye was hard. Uh-huh. That eye was hard.
He's a hard singer, though.
Baby, yeah. I love you so.
What else did that
one? Please, please don't go.
That's, yeah. He said the OJs.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. No damn
you
old
almost cussed. You almost cussed.
Hey, man.
On the radio.
Stop. Uh-huh. Guess it groups. With your young ass.
He's worse than Tommy with music.
If I say that, I know that's James Brown. But if I say that, he hit what?
I ain't bad, Shirley.
No.
He stopped singing right away. What?
I didn't say you were bad. I just said Junior was worse than you.
Oh, I promise. Wow.
Junior had a whole different era, though.
I promise I ain't worse than Tommy. Don't say that, Shirley.
No,
I
you
James
are.
Brown,
oh,
but
okay.
I was just getting Steve upset if I just said to OJ, he'll stop. What?
But Junior, you do think well,
ain't
Jodeci,
he
everything.
Don't know it. He don't
you
know
think
if it ain't
Jodeci made everything.
Well, you know what I think? I think we should have
what we
a trivia game again,
Like the race, like the race,
and have it. I think Carla and Shirley should ask musical questions only. Of Junior and Tommy.
Let's do it.
Ain't no need to include me.
No, because you don't want
me. I'll mop stay ass up.
It depends on, like.
I don't damn matter nothing.
Nah, I don't think you could. If it was the 90s, you couldn't beat Junior.
But well, yeah. What was that? The era of great music is gone. It ain't here. It ain't the 90s.
It ain't today for sure.
Bet you that. Damn sure ain't the 2000s.
What do you think the best era? What's the best decade?
70s. There was nothing greater than the 70s, yeah. Man. 80s was still
like
banging,
80s.
Though. Oh, the 80s? Now, the 80s was monster hits now.
Yeah, 80s.
But 70s birthed 80s. All of it. Let me take you through the 70s right quick. How much time I got? Give me some seconds.
30 seconds.
Peebo Bryson.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Al Green.
Yes.
Marvin Gaye.
Yes.
Yep.
Luther Vandross.
Yes.
Yes.
Commodores. LTD.
Yeah.
OJs. Huh?
Yeah.
What, you need more? Aye, my brother. What? Say something.
I need
break. Say something. Reach for it. Say something. Quit.
Right,
say
come
something.
On. We got to go.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. It is time now to start your morning off with the nephew and run that prank back. What you got for us, Neff?
All right, buckle up. Here we go. This is the high school reunion. High school reunion. Let's go, cat dog.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Sylvia, please.
She's not available. This is her husband, Andre. How can I help you?
Andre, how you doing, man? My name is Ken. I graduated with Sylvia. We're having a big 25-year class reunion this year.
Okay.
For 1985. Will she be home soon?
I don't know, man. She actually out shopping right now.
Okay, cool. Well, hey, listen, does she know about the reunion, or do you know anything about that?
Not to my knowledge. It's the first I ever heard about a reunion.
Okay. Well, there is a reunion, man. She's actually, I think, signed up for it. I'm not sure. That's why I asked you, but I think I saw her name was that she was signed up to come.
Okay.
Let me ask you this. When exactly did you graduate?
I graduated in 82.
Okay, in 82. Okay, you a little bit before us then. Yeah. All right. Well, listen, Let me go ahead and say this, Andre. Actually, in high school, man, Sylvia was my high school sweetheart. And we dated from ninth grade to freshman year in college. And I wanted to see if it was cool with you, if you didn't mind me escorting her to the 25-year class reunion.
Doing what?
Well, let me say that again. Like I say, man, my name is Ken.
I got that part. I'm trying to make sure I heard right what you said.
Yeah, I said that Sylvia and I were high school sweethearts, man. I was, from ninth grade all the way to freshman year in college. We dated each other.
Okay, I got that. But what did you ask me?
I asked you if it was all right if you didn't mind if I escorted her to the 25-year class reunion.
Are you related to her?
No, I'm not related to her. I just told you I was her high school sweetheart.
No, man, I'm saying nobody going to be escorting my wife nowhere. I put the ring on her finger. You said you was her high school sweetheart?
Yeah, I mean, we was together from, ninth grade all the way to freshman year in college, so.
Okay. That was in the past, brother. I'm sorry to let you know that, but that was in the past. I'm the present, so I don't even much think she's going to be interested in trying to go nowhere with you anyway.
Hey, man, what I'm trying to explain to you, this is something innocent, though, man. This is just me taking her to, I thought she might get a kick out of us going together,
I don't know what's wrong with you. I done told you, if it's not going to one ear, put the phone on the other one. She ain't going nowhere with you. Do I need to break it down anymore?
Hey, man, you ain't got to talk to me and disrespect me like this, man. Now, all I tried to do was come on.
You talking about I'm disrespecting you? You gonna call my going to tell me I'm disrespecting you. You asking me, can you take my wife to the damn class reunion and expect me to be okay with that? What kind of damn fool is that to call somebody and ask, can you take their wife to a class reunion?
Hey, man, that was my high school sweetheart, all right? We had some. I was up first, okay? I was up first, dog.
If you was the first, then I'm the last, and I'm the only one, so we're going to leave it at that. How about that, partner?
It's whatever, man. You know what, man? I try to call you and talk to you like a man, but you know what I should have did?
Man,
I
should have called me and talked to me like a man. You were doing a little stuff, man.
I should have called Sylvia in the first. I should have never called. Matter of fact, you know what? I apologize for calling. Let me get on the phone and just call Sylvia and see if she don't mind with me.
You go right on ahead and do that. You go right on ahead and call her.
Well, that's what I'm going to do, because Sylvia can make a decision on what Sylvia want to do.
I can tell you one thing. Sylvia do what Sylvia want to do, but Sylvia ain't interested in you.
Man, this is not about being interested in me, man. This is innocent. This is just me and her going to the damn class reunion together, man. It ain't like we finna go do something together, man, on a physical level. We just going to have fun.
I'm trying to keep my cool. I'm trying to tell you, and I already told you no, okay? If you can't get no, then I don't know what you can't get. But you ain't getting Sylvia, I tell you that much. She's not going to no reunion.
You know what, man? I'm through talking to you. I'm just going to call Sylvia because that's what I should have done in the first place.
Listen, I told you, brother, you ain't finna call nobody. You better not dial my wife. Number, man, I'm telling you this right now. I'll be at that class reunion. I'll be looking for your king, whatever your name is. I'm going to find out who you are. I ain't playing no like this. I done told you. You are disrespectful in the first place. I done told your don't call my wife. She ain't going to no reunion, so you bet not call her phone. I've been married for 12 years.
I'm going to walk up in this situation.
Now, I done told you I will come to this class reunion and I will up, man, because you look like you're playing with me or acting stupid or something. You ain't taking my wife to no class reunion. You understand what I'm saying?
Your wife don't gonna want to go to the reunion with me. How you know that?
She ain't going nowhere with you. I done told you, man. Don't get me acting crazy up in here. I done told you. Now, I said first I won't come to the class reunion, but I will come to that just to make sure I knock your lights out. Don't be acting stupid like I can't find. They got all kind of they ain't found on some of them lying, but I'll find your.
This is innocent, man. Me and her going to the reunion is innocent, and she ought to be able to decide if she want to go with me or not.
Ain't nothing innocent about you. Your sound tripe anyway. Calling somebody phone, talking about a class reunion. I ain't even much heard about.
Hey, man, I tell you what. You know what? I'm finna get off phone call Sylvia. Okay.
Respect the ring. You understand what I'm saying to you? I didn't told you she mad, but I don't understand what you can't understand about that. Respect the ring.
Hey man, I got one more thing I need to say to you, man.
To say to me, man, you ain't got a thing to say to me except to hear this click in your ear right
no,
now.
I got one more damn thing to say to you, and then I'm gonna get off the phone. I'm gonna be through with it, man.
What the you got to say to me?
Say what?
What the you got to say to me before I hang up this
phone? I got this to say to you. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your wife, Sylvia, got me to prank phone call you.
Are you for real?
I'm serious, man. I'm serious.
Oh, man, I'm over here sweating and everything, man. Just mad.
No, this is a joke, dog. You all right?
I'm going to be all right in about an hour or two. That's okay. That's cool. All right. Y'all got me.
Well, I guess this is a good time to tell you. The class reunion is coming up.
I guess ain't no class reunion, huh?
No, there is a class reunion. You need to get ready because you're going.
Yeah, I'll be making sure if there is one, I'll definitely be there.
Why?
Was I stupid enough?
Yes.
I just want to know. Was I stupid enough?
Always are.
Okay. I'm going to be that same stupid Charleston, South Carolina, baby, Saturday, November the 12th at the Omar Shrine Auditorium, the nephew with the microphone. Just as stupid. More stupid than that prank call. More stupid than that. Get your tickets. They on sale right now.
How? All right, nephew. Thank you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we go with something funny. And what is this, Jay? You said?
The horror movie. You want to do that? That sounds good. We can do that. If you're going to do a horror movie.
Yeah.
Things you
gonna,
have to have.
You have to have.
I like it.
If you're going to have a horror movie.
All right, let's go.
First of all. If you are black, if you are a black man in a horror movie, you will be the first to die.
You got to.
It's gonna happen.
It ain't no other.
There's no way you gonna make it to the credits. It's not gonna happen.
You know.
For you. No way.
No, I should sit down and then you just die.
You gonna die right off the bat.
They say for 7 minutes.
Yeah, you got one.
First 7 minutes.
I got one.
Yeah.
If you're gonna have a horror movie, you gonna do a horror movie, the white girl got to fall.
She got to fall down.
She got to fall down.
Yeah.
There is no way.
Hold on. Yeah. The women time. Hold on. And if she falls, whoever goes back to save her dies too. Yes. What you got, Tommy? What you got?
Okay. If it's gonna be a horror movie, it's got to be a white person. Walking in the woods because they heard something. What? Oh, what is that?
Oh, you mean going
what's that?
What's that?
Going toward that sound. Yeah, we
got to go toward the sound.
Yeah,
they
run
walk
away.
Toward the sound.
Right. Yes,
what you got, Steve?
Who is that, Jason?
Somebody got to open the door while the whole audience is hollering, don't open the door!
Good one, Steve. Good one.
Damn, if you open the damn door.
I got one. For some reason, while you're sitting up either watching TV or eating, you will see a little vision of a little girl somewhere in your house just popping up for no damn reason.
Yeah.
You can't make a horror movie without a little girl just showing up.
Yeah.
In the window, she's in the refrigerator, she's in
the
oven. Who is this little girl?
No. If you're going to make a horror movie, somebody got to die while giving a speech. It's necessary. All this talking, your ass is going to get killed.
You got to die.
I'm sick of this. There's no way I'm taking it.
Boom. What you got, Tommy? What you got, man?
If you're going to be in a horror movie, it's got to be a dead person walking by. It has to be.
You know,
has to be a dead person. They've been dead for a minute, but they walking by.
Yeah. What you got, Steve?
All right. If you're going to have a horror movie, you must have a haunted house.
Yeah.
And the white family stay in it anyway. That's the only way we can shoot the movie.
Yeah.
You must stay in the house even after you discover that it's haunted.
Right.
Keep going to bed in there.
Keep going to bed.
Yeah.
Why ain't nobody moving?
Why would they stay in there anyway? Because the white people, that's what white people do in a horror movie.
They stay in the haunted house day after day.
They hear stuff, they see stuff, stuff move, but they don't.
They don't move. That's true, man. They got to stay in.
If you're going to have a horror movie, you must run out of gas on a deserted road where you have no phone signal at all.
Yeah.
It's going to happen to you.
That's a good one.
It's going to happen to you.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, another thing in a horror movie. If you have a horror movie, the lights going
to
go out.
And when
the lights go out, somebody got to go check. You know, black people, when we at home, when the lights go out, don't nobody move.
You can't get a black person to go find the fuse box.
The breaker box? I'm not going for the breaker box. We'll sit there and wait till they come on.
Okay,
but
hold on.
Got to go check the breaker box. Why?
Go outside and find the breaker box.
Oh, my God, the lights are out.
Find the breaker box. You must be out your damn mind.
Check this out. Okay. There's always a window that's open that keeps swinging back and forth, and you keep hearing the window open.
The shutter on the window goes back and forth.
The shutter. Right. You got to have it.
Yeah.
Nope. What you got,
that
Steve?
Howling wind.
In every horror movie, there is always going to be one hillbilly with no teeth that come over and start killing people. When you see him show up with no teeth, it's him.
Yeah,
it's him.
Everybody else got teeth.
He got no teeth. What you talking to him for?
Tom, no teeth, it ain't shame.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. And I don't care where you live, if it's sunny in the daytime, at night, thunder and lightning.
Always, all the time,
the whole time.
The weather
there.
Must change. Yeah.
Well, not, the weather must change. Yeah.
Yeah. I tell you, this gets on my nerves in the horror movie. Every horror movie, they give you the history of the house. Why the hell you ain't listening to Old Man Ridley kill 25 people in that house?
Yeah.
Say, why the hell we bypassing this information? If 25, why you want to be 26? I'm going to go look.
Okay.
They always ignore the history.
All the time.
Don't ever pay.
Never, man. No.
Hold on.
Yeah.
This is important information.
There's always going to be a white couple that make love in the middle of the scary part.
They do it all the time. All the time.
The killer get to watch it.
And when you think the killer is dead, he going, what? What'd he do? He sit up.
He ain't ever dead.
He sits straight up.
And it's always blood coming out of wall.
Yeah.
And some little damn kid want to open the wall. You don't get your ass in your car.
Man.
Don't open the door.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
President Lincoln had a quote that was very famous. It said, "Good things come to those who wait." We all know that, but that is only part of the quote. The full quote is, "Good things come to those who wait, but only the things left by those who hustle." Well, if you're a business owner and want the best people on your team, the same applies. Thankfully, ZipRecruiter puts the hustle in your hiring so you find qualified candidates fast. And now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's smart technology finds top talent for your roles right away. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's matching technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Let ZipRecruiter give you the hiring hustle you need. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry to try it for free. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Time now for Ask the CLO. You ready, CLO?
Always.
All right,
close.
Here we go.
It's close, Cheryl. It's close. And
close.
We're going to call it close.
Ask the CLO.
Ask the CLO.
All right, CLO. Here we go, CLO. This is from Malcolm in Tampa, Florida. He says, "I've been in a committed relationship for 6 years, and I work out with my woman. When we're at the gym, we often comment on other people's nice bodies. On Saturday, a new guy was in our gym, and on the way home, I told my girl that the new guy was really cut up. She commented, 'No, he was fine as F.'"
Wow.
You should have said that.
I was like, okay, so Malcolm says, "I was like, hold on now, wait a darn minute. I've been with her for 6 years and she's always told me I have a great body, but she's never said I was fine as F. Now I'm all in my feelings and I don't want this guy around my girl anymore. I need your advice."
Hold on. What's his name?
His name is Malcolm. Steve.
Well, Malcolm.
In the middle.
Malcolm, let's look at this. You said he was fine. Mm-hmm. She stopped you and said, "No, he was fine as F."
Yeah.
Wow.
You know how fine that is, though?
It threw you into something where you all in your feelings. Now, you don't want him around your girl. He the new guy at the gym. Mm-hmm. He ain't around your girl. But now let's be careful, Malcolm. Because if you don't want him around your girl, then you must be going to ask him not to come to the gym no more.
Yeah.
Now, based on the reaction that she had to his body, sound like an ass whooping just waiting to happen to me.
But obviously she was comfortable saying that. He said they come in other people's bodies all the time.
Yeah,
she
but
was very comfortable.
And she has told him he's always had a great body, but he's never said it was fine as because it ain't. See, your
that's
body ain't fine as F. That's why you in the gym, because you're trying to get to where he at. He
done transferred.
Transferred from another gym. See, he been at another gym. He just came in here. He knew. Maybe you ought to find out what gym he was at and go join that one. Get his old trainer.
All right. Bria and Gary says, I'm a 28-year-old woman and I'm engaged to a 29-year-old man that must think I'm stupid. A few weeks ago, he returned to work at a nearby factory and he told me he had to be quarantined there because of COVID-19. He went to work on a Sunday and didn't come home till Thursday. During that time, he could only text. Truthfully, the cell phone service in the building is crappy, so I could believe that part. What I can't believe is that all these men slept on pallets on the floor for 5 nights. I don't know anyone who works with him that can validate this story. If I call his job, I'm sure he'd find out and be mad. Does this sound crazy to you?
No.
It's a cold story, though. I like a good getaway.
A lot of men have to go away for 5 days.
What?
And can only text.
That's right.
That don't sound like I'm. You know, hey,
you know, with our brothers.
It's men do that all the time. You know, go to their job and can't leave. You know, I mean, you went down there Saturday and can't leave till Thursday.
Oh.
I mean, you know, that's like, that happen all the time. You know, like, you know how many people down there at that McDonald's? Like, if you go down there on Thursday, Sunday, you can't come back home to Thursday. You in there sleeping all on them floors and everything. You know, it's hard.
Come
it's
on,
stuff on pallets, huh? On pallets.
Yep.
Yeah.
Tell her the truth, Steve.
How that sound?
Crazy.
What company brings your ass to work and locks you in there?
Yeah.
No, seriously, you way past overtime. Mm-hmm. Overtime is time and a half. Mm-hmm. Once you get in the X amount of hours, you in double time. You get in that, you triple time. You got to pay these people.
Mm. Gary
he ain't no fire man.
What's
you know, five people have to be gone for some day.
Yeah, huh? 24.
What they doing, Gary? What's the industry in Gary, Indiana?
Oh, ain't nothing. It's Michael Jackson in them house.
Yeah. Didn't it used to be steel?
Curator of the Jackson home. 2300 Jackson Street.
Gary got some good people in it though, man. Home of Big Daddy's Barbecue.
Oh yes, yeah. Shout out to Big Daddy.
Sure is.
Big Daddy.
You know what I'm saying? Other than that though, you can go by there and see Michael Neal house.
So it's a tourist attraction. He's working at Michael House or he worked for Big Daddy. One of
the All right.
We don't know
nothing
about no factory he worked at.
Bria, that's crazy. Trust your instincts, girl. All right, this is from Anonymous in Columbus, Mississippi. I've been married to an amazing man for 4 years. We live in Mississippi, but he's from Texas. So we drive to visit his family every summer. We usually stay at his brother's house, but this year his sister asked us to stay with her. I love his sister, but I hate her house. She has an old mutt that is the love of her life. As soon as you walk in her house, a strong urine and Lysol smell hits you. We'll be in town for 4 days, and I can't stay at her house. My husband said he's not telling her, so I'll have to tell her. What should I say?
You can't say nothing. Just say you forgot and go over there and stay at his brother's house. Because once you live in the house, you don't smell it no more.
That's right.
And you all got somebody's house that you go over that's got a strange odor, but they be sitting up in there like it's just regular.
Come on in.
They immune to it. They don't even smell that.
Yeah.
You can't go in nobody's house. Because once you say it smell, you can't do that. I was with a friend of mine. We went over another friend's house. He took his daughter. And I walked in the brother's house, and I knew it had a little odor to it. The little girl walked in and said, this house smell like dogs. And the dude's wife said, my house does not smell like a dog. And I was standing there next to the little girl like, yeah, nailed it. I was with the little girl.
Nailed it.
It is a dog in there. You do know it's a dog in there.
Yeah. So don't say anything and go stay at the brother's house. Say
or stay at a hotel.
Yeah.
Get a hotel, man.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Come on, Steve. J. Anthony Brown is here to murder another hit.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What is he doing?
I'm on a delay.
Yes, you are.
But he is here. Don't be alarmed. I was doing something.
And we're doing something. It's called your show.
Your radio.
Guess what? Guess what? Do it.
All right, everybody.
Why are you out of breath?
I was just out of breath from following Steve. First I did the Ken do. That took a lot of breath. Then I was, letting all of that. All right, everybody, it's Halloween. Here's a Halloween ditty for you on the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Check it out. It's Halloween. Now I got to buy some candy. Kids holding out their hands. I think that big one was 23. Grown folks holding babies. They come from all over. Interrupting me while I'm watching TV. How many Donald Trump will I see?
Too many babies.
Too many babies.
Too many babies.
Damn, I hate Halloween.
Too many babies.
Too many babies.
Too many babies.
Yeah. All age, in a rage, they be dressing, screaming, mooing, lying, nice try. Why? God. Trick-or-treating is a child thing. Such a scary face.
Hey,
you can bet I'll be set. The J, the A, funny, the brown, the spot, y'all. But I don't want to brag.
Too many babies.
Too many babies.
Too many babies.
Damn, I hate Halloween.
Too many babies.
Too many babies.
Too many babies.
Yeah.
Too many babies.
Right,
that's fire right there, Jay.
I'm gonna play it at my wife's Halloween carnival in the backyard.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that she's throwing for all the grandkids.
That's gonna be great.
I'm gonna play
it.
Too many babies.
Too many
babies.
Damn, I hate
Halloween.
I'm gonna play that in the backyard speakers. And my wife's.
Wait a minute.
And my wife went all in for these grandkids.
She went all in.
Oh,
man. That's so adorable.
I told you.
It's a whole nother expense line.
I'm telling you, it will be in my neighborhood, it probably will be 10,000 kids that come over in
mine, too. That's legit.
10,000? 10,000 kids.
That's a lot of kids.
Hey, this year, I'm going to dress up and healthy.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time now for Comedy Roulette, Steve.
Here we go.
Jay, please quickly set this up.
Every week, our comedy ability is tested in the way we prove how good we are. Put 5 subjects on the wheel, spin the wheel, where it stops, we got it. That's all it is. That's all it is. Comedy Roulette, what you got?
All right, here are the 5 subjects. Number 1, fish grease.
Oh, yeah. We could do. Yeah, everybody could do. Yeah.
Number 2, she wasn't that big in high school.
Yeah, we could do that. We could do that now.
I don't appreciate that one. Okay, number 3, tastes like chicken. Number 4, now that I have a little money, you know who I am. And number 5, I don't know how you could eat that.
Give me that. Give me that.
Go right ahead. Go right ahead. Go right ahead.
All right, let's go spin the wheel, Cat. Fish grease. Come on, fish grease. Now that I have a little money, you know who I am.
That's very easy. Let me have that. Let me start that one out.
Yeah.
See, back in the day, my nickname was Fish. Mm-hmm. Didn't nobody know Fish. Didn't speak to Fish.
Yeah.
You was too fine to speak to Fish.
Yeah.
But not at Fish's own TV. Yeah. Hey, Fish. How you doing, Fish? And I can't remember who you are. Yeah. What you got, Tommy?
I was out of my league. I was way out of my league. You was drop dead fine to me. I begged for it, wanted it. I used to ask for it day and night. You never gave me the time of day. But now, got a little money. I'm on the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You're texting me now. Huh? I can have it if I want it. I don't want it now. I don't want it.
Yeah. I hear you, Tommy.
What you got,
come on, Joe.
You know what? Now that I got a little money, you know who know my name now?
Who?
Bill Collector. They know exactly who they talking to now. Matter of fact, they don't even call me by my real name. That's how I know they know I got money. They say, excuse me, is Junior in? Junior. That ain't my government name. Everybody know now.
Well, this right up my alley here. Now I got a little money. Yeah, you know who I am now. Yeah, this goes out to Ike back Ike. In Cleveland
yeah.
at Mr. Albert's Men's
Store. What?
Yeah, used to call me LK.
Uh-huh.
Layaway King.
Well,
now Albert and Ike. I can buy your whole damn store. So the next time I walk in, I ain't coming in layaway.
Yeah.
Feel me.
Yeah.
I might just buy your damn store. Won't he do it?
Layaway.
Won't he do it?
Hey.
Yeah, it will.
Oh, let me put an initial out there with a last name. Just the initial and the last name. You know who you are. The last name, White. Oh, you were so fine. Yeah. Oh, my God, you was fine.
Yes.
Ah, did not even speak to me in the hallway.
Yeah.
I walked past you, I act like a slave. Because I ain't want to look you in the eye. You was that damn fine. But, oh, it has changed now. Because Fish got a little money.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
Fish,
Fish got a little money.
Fish got a little money.
Come on, Junior.
I tell you where everybody know my name at now. I'm a lot more familiar and welcome when I walk in the door. Our bank account used to sit on $6. Hate an overdraft. But what I didn't notice, though, when I go in the bank now, there's a whole nother room. It's got vegetables in it, wine, cheese. Oh, when I go in the bank, it's Mr. Space this away. Oh, what you standing in line for? Come on around this way. Do you have your access card? Never mind, I have mine. Oh, it's different when I go down there now.
Yeah. Wiping it for you.
Come on, Tommy.
Come on, tell me what you got, man.
Oh, you know, I used to couldn't go to you. I didn't get invited to the big Christmas party.
Oh, no.
Because I just... I, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't big enough. I didn't have a name enough. But now that I'm balling and I'm on the show and I'm the nephew, got a little money in my pocket doing a little stand-up, I don't want to go to your funky Christmas party now. I throw my own damn Christmas party at my chateau. Y'all can kiss my ass.
All right. All right, we'll be back with Nephew Tommy's prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. Subject, the lowdown and dirty deacon. I said the lowdown and dirty deacon. That's right.
Lowdown and dirty
deacon. It's Deacon Def Jam, though. Mm-hmm.
I hope not.
First, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Ned?
Sweat hole, Shirley.
Really?
Sweat hole.
What does that mean?
Okay. There's a guy that goes to the gym. Guy that goes to the gym.
Yeah.
Who sweats on all the equipment at the gym.
Ew.
Oh, man.
We about to get him a call.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to get you together on this here.
Okay.
This is Sweat Hole. Let's go.
Hello? Hello, can I speak to Keon? Yeah, this is Keon. Who's this?
Hey, this is Terrence, man. Do you go to you go to Iron Man Fitness Center, right? Is that where you work out at?
Yeah, that's where I work out. Who is this?
My name is Terrence. I got your number from the girl that worked at the front when you first come in. I mean, I'm actually
what?
Yeah, the little chick lady gave me your number. You work out.
Wait, why did they give you my number? You work at the gym?
No, I don't work at the gym, but everybody here at the gym was having a conversation. Everybody got a problem with you. So, you know,
problem
I wanted to
with
call
me.
You.
Wait. Hold on. You have a problem with me that gave you my number? What's going on?
Bro, we're trying to fix the problem. Let's handle that first. Don't worry about somebody having your number. Let's just fix the problem. All right?
Man, so who is you, man?
Yeah, you know who is me. My name is Terrence. I done told you 3 times who I am. So I'm, what I'm telling you is this, is that, you know, you come to the gym. Matter of fact, how long you been coming to the gym?
Man, I've been going to that gym for like 5-10 years, bro.
5-10 years? That's a big gap. Okay, so anyway, the problem is this, dude. You come to the gym. I don't know if you ain't bathing or what the case is, but, dude, all the equipment be funky in the man. Dude, you got to wash your
face,
man, before you. Yeah, dude. You,
dude, what are you talking about, man? Yo, who gave you my number? Why are you calling me for one? And, man, who the hell are you to call me talking disrespectfully like this, bro?
Well,
you know me.
No. The problem is this. The disrespect is how you come into the gym funky as f***, okay? You got the machines all dirty. We got to keep
wiping. Man, it's a gym, bro. As you work out, you sweat. It's a gym.
Yeah, but you funky before you even get there, man. That's the problem.
You talking about funky before I get there? Man, what the hell are you calling me with this bull for?
I'm calling you
funky
I'm
before
calling
I
you
get there.
Okay, dude, you come to the gym, evidently you ain't bathed, okay? You're leaving all the equipment.
Well, I bathe
funky,
every
man.
Day. What are you talking about, homie? I bathe
okay, so
every
why
day.
Let me ask you this then, Keon. Why is everybody here at the gym talking about you the guy that be leaving all the equipment funky? Why are they talking about you,
the
man?
The same reason everybody in your neighborhood talk about your mama. That's why. Yo, where you at, dude? Where
I'm
you at
the
right
gym
now?
Right
where
now.
You at?
I'm here at the gym. I'm here at the gym.
I come to the gym right now. We can talk about this in face-to-face, dog.
Okay,
what
well,
the hell are you calling me with
this though? Are you going to take a bath or you come to this? Because that's the problem we've been having.
Is your mama going to take a bath?
Okay, huh? Okay. Let me tell you something, dude. You're going to keep my mama out your mouth. The problem is, evidently, your mama. Evidently,
she
the one that taught you no good hygiene, man. You don't know how to clean your
But,
so what?
I'm coming down to the gym right now. I'm coming down
okay.
right now.
Okay, how long is it going to take you to get here?
What are you, a traffic cop or something? Don't worry about it. I'll be there.
Okay, cool. Are you going to wash your ass before you get here?
Yeah, I'm going to wash some. I'm going to wash my foot up your ass when I get there. That's what I'm going to wash.
Okay, cool.
You're going to
okay.
be washing this size 11 out your ass. That's
you know,
what's going to be getting washed.
Lori, don't worry about it. No, don't worry about it. I got it. No, I'm just letting them know. No, somebody had to tell it.
Who is
somebody
Lori?
Lori works the front. No, I got it, Lori. Don't even worry about it. No, she was hesitant.
Yeah,
about
I got something to say to her, too, for giving out my
well,
number.
Well, no, you ain't finna say nothing. She was hesitant about giving me your number, but don't worry about it. I got it.
She should have gave you my damn number in the first place. That's private information. She's breaking the privacy policy.
I understand that, but what we're trying to do is get your ass clean. See, that's the problem.
You don't want to wash my or something wrong with you, bro? What you worried about?
You,
another man washing
your want to clean you. You don't want to clean your
You got a fixation with washing? What is wrong with you? Worry about who washing whose
You just bring it to me. Look for Terrence when you get here, okay? I'm the dude over here.
Probably. Sound like you got a perm.
Okay, cool. I'm the one pressing 375. That's the one I am. Look for the
375? You ain't said nothing, homie. 375 ain't nothing.
Okay, cool.
Man, I don't care how much you press. When I come there, I'm going to put your 375 pressing that in check, man. You don't call here talking to me like this. You don't call another man's house talking about he don't wash his ass. What is wrong with you, bro?
So let me ask you this here, man. Tommy want to holler at you. You want to talk to Tommy?
Tommy.
Do you want to talk to Tommy? Want to holler at you about this situation.
Who is Tommy?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Keon, you just got pranked by your boy named Paul, baby.
Wait, whoa. Wait, hold on. You telling me this was a joke?
This is a bit, baby. This is Nephew Tommy, man, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, bro. This is Nephew
man,
Tommy.
Man, y'all need to stop playing like that. Y'all ain't hear me load my 22. I was coming for you.
You all right, baby?
Yeah, we good. Hey, y'all better have some goddamn concert tickets for me, putting me through this stress.
You
oh, my gosh. Y'all got me. Y'all got me on this one. Y'all got me.
You work out with Paul? I'm assuming that's your workout partner?
I ain't working out with Paul no more if he gave y'all my number.
Paul got me to hit you, man. Stay in shape, baby. But you got to do this for me. You got to tell me what's the baddest radio show in the land. Let me hear it.
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Yeah, it is. Now, wipe them machines down when you get through, you hear?
I got you, bro.
All right, man. Keep your head up.
All right, brother. Peace.
Oh, goodness.
Y'all feeling me?
Nah.
Y'all feeling me?
Okay. I appreciate that.
You ain't gonna be phone to him. We ain't gonna have.
Right. That's right. That's where we draw the line. Yeah.
This is where I draw the line.
They like to rub their back in on the bench.
The hell you go to the gym for?
Man.
And you know they got them little things you're supposed to wipe it down when you get off.
They don't never do that.
Yeah. They don't never do that.
Nah.
All right. Jeez. Thank you, nephew. Coming up next, Strawberry Letter. This subject, the lowdown and dirty deacon. We'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Hey everybody, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. But there's a great need for donations regardless of your blood type. Every day, the blood our people donate saves lives and eases the pain of those living with sickle cell disease. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
All right, time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Subject, the lowdown and dirty deacon. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm in my early 30s, and I'm eager to meet a nice man and settle down one day. But in the meantime and in between time, I was keeping myself entertained in online chat rooms and online dating. I met a man that I paired perfectly with, and his profile said he was 6'2" and athletic. His picture was nice, but not really my type. We started chatting offline and would stay on the phone for hours. That turned into sexting, and I sent him a bunch of nude photos, and he sent me nude pictures too. Then he asked for an explicit video of me, and I made him one. It was fun, and he loved it. That was a month ago, and since then, I've been asking for him to send me a video. He refuses to. I've tried to call him on FaceTime, but he won't answer. I started thinking that I was being catfished. Recently, we were on the phone, and I hit the FaceTime button, and it rang on his end. He asked, "What's that?" I told him to click the button and see. Then he clicked the FaceTime button and was looking confused. He realized that I saw him and he hung up. I was totally grossed out when I saw his face. He is a deacon at my church and my dad's golf buddy. I sent him pictures. Yeah, I sent him pictures and he's got a video of me. So he knew who I was all along. This man has to be at least... at least 70 years old.
What?
70 years old, Junior. And after I looked closely at his profile, he used a very old picture of himself. If I expose him and tell my dad will know what I do in my spare time. The last time I saw the old pervert was at Easter Sunday, and shortly after that, he found me online and fooled me into sexting with him. How can this be fixed? Should I take this secret to my grave? Yeah, you're probably going to have to. I don't know how this is going to be fixed. I mean, you say you were keeping yourself entertained online with chat rooms and online dating. Well, this is what you got. I mean, this is what you get out there. It is. Catfishing is very real. They have a whole TV show about it. I'm sure you know about that. But this is on you, though. I mean, how quick were you to take off all your clothes? You said he fooled you into sexting. What did he say to make you just do that? I mean, be so quick to do this. You don't know this man. This is a complete stranger. And you sent him a video. Now you're mad at him because he catfished you. And you know, you figured out who he is. Finally, he knew who you were all along, like he said. So he was catfishing you. But you put yourself in this position. I mean, no one said that you can't chat or date online or anything like that. But you took it way too far with all the sexting. I mean, it's just too much. You're not going to get these pictures back. You know the deacon. You know he's going to tell your dad if you, quote unquote, expose him. That's what, you know, I'm really concerned about. And that's what you should be concerned about, too, what your dad is going to think if he finds out. I just hope this was a learning experience for you. Don't do this anymore. This old guy at church. Yeah, now he's running because he doesn't want you to tell his dad. He knows he's in. Tell your dad. He knows he's in too deep as well. I say, you know, hopefully he won't do anything with these pictures and you just have to chalk this one up and stay out of his way at church. But if it gets rough, tell your dad and see what happens. Steve? Ugh.
Wow. First of all, he is not going to tell your dad. Mm-mm. That he cannot do. Mm. Because the father is only going to have one thing. What the hell was you doing online and you knew this is my daughter? As soon as you saw her profile picture online, why did you engage her with conversation? I'm whipping your ass, Earl. Mm-hmm.
Deacon Earl.
No, it's just Earl at this point. You don't
no
get
respect.
Deacon.
Yeah, no.
I'm whipping your ass, Earl.
Oh, he lost his title.
Yeah, you lose titles when you mess with the man, dude. So I don't think there's any danger of him telling your father. But I agree with Shirley 100%. This is a lesson learned. You know, you say you're in your early 30s, you really want to meet a nice man and settle down. You said, but in the meantime, in between time, I was keeping myself entertained. I done told y'all. Now, I understand you doing something in the meantime. I got it. But that in the meantime, man, always come back to bite you. It ain't ever good. You'll never find Mr. Right messing with Mr. Wrong. I've said it 1,000 times. Now, is it hard to do it that way, ladies? I agree. Uncle Steve, get it. It is hard. But this is what you get. Now, his profile picture said he was 6'2 and athletic. That was a time when he was.
Yes, 70 years ago.
He sent the picture to you when he was athletic. He's still 6'2". But the athletic part is gone. I'm 6'2". But I'm also a lot of the athletics I used to have is gone. Damn it. Whew.
All right, hold on to that thought, Steve. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's subject, the lowdown and dirty deacon. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject, the lowdown and dirty deacon.
This lady in the early 30s been online messing around because she wants to meet a nice man, but she was entertaining herself. Mm-hmm. Come to find out, she really got catfished. Now, this dude put a pad profile, said he was 6'2 and athletic. You know, and all like that. So she went for it. Then she said, his picture was nice, but not really my type. Now, we come to find out that the dude is 70 years old. He's a deacon at the church, and he's her father's golf buddy. So now we've already discovered, Shirley and I, that he will not be telling her dad because he can't, because he going to kick her on the ass. That's all to it. Now, listen to this.
Earl. It used to be Deacon Earl, but it's just Earl.
Yeah,
Earl.
You know, no. He gonna kick Earl ass. Now here's where you messed up. His picture was nice, but not really my type. I know it wasn't, because he put an old picture of himself up, so the leisure suit kind of threw you off a little bit. You thought he was really handsome, but why he got that damn leisure suit and that collar, his shirt collar outside his suit jacket, why is his shirt collar that damn long? And where he get them silk socks with them thick lines in it? Why is he still wearing thick and thin? Why has he got on square toe shoes?
Thick and thin.
So that's what threw you. Then y'all started chatting offline for hours. That turned into sexting. You sent him a bunch of nude photos, and he sent you some nude pictures too. Well, I don't know who them nude pictures was, but it wasn't his 70-year-old ass, I can tell you that. So he either sent you some old pictures of his, or you just found some pictures online. Then he asked me for an explicit video of me, and I made him one. It was fun, and he loved it. That was about a month ago. Then I've been asking him to send me a video, so he old. So what you did was, now you started. He refuses to get on video with you on FaceTime, but he won't answer. I started thinking I'm being catfished. You did get catfished. Y'all was on the phone. I hit the FaceTime button. It rang on his ass. He asked, what's that? See, 70-year-old people, let me tell you how this conversation went. You know that little tone in
uh-huh.
The little gobbling sound that's from FaceTime.
Right.
Then he said like this, what you think that is?
That's how he talks, Steve.
Yeah, because he old. See, yeah. When you were old, Earl. It come out, Earl. What you think that is? What that is right there? You should have knew he was old when y'all was sexting. Because I'm telling you, when you have phone sex with a real old-ass person, you hear stuff you don't know. Girl, you messing with my gout. Girl, you messing around. Well, you got your blood pressure going up a little bit on me.
Wow.
Anyway, you told him to push the button and see. He clicked the FaceTime button and was looking confused. So this is how he looked. Y'all look at y'all Zoom camera. That's how he was looking at them.
His whole head is in the camera.
He just... eyes don't know where to look.
You stupid.
You really are.
Mighty ignorant.
What that is?
What that is, Earl? Yeah.
What that is right there?
Mouth wide open.
What that thing right there? You know, because you know when you're real old, you just talk with your bottom lip. What that is right there?
Oh, you do that so well, Steve.
And that thing right there? What do you think that is? Press the button?
Oh, that's hilarious.
Back up.
You all face.
So that's what happened.
Yeah.
And then she saw his face. He's a deacon at the church, and he's your dad golf buddy. Mm. I sent him pictures, and he got a video of me. So he knew who I was all along. This man has to be at least 70 years old, and after I looked close to his profile, he used a very old picture of himself. If I exposed him and I tell my dad will know what I do in my spare time. Mm-hmm. Well, he'll know that, but why would you tell your dad? What is that going to accomplish? Daddy, he did this to me. What he did what to you? He made me. Then hear what you did to him. My dad would know I do in my spare time. Last time I saw the old pervert was at Easter Sunday, and shortly after that, he found me online and fooled me into sexing with him. You're too old to say
come
fooled
on.
You.
Yeah. Right. Come on.
Shirley had it right. You're too come old on. For this. Mm-hmm. How can this be fixed? It can't. Should I take this secret to my grave? You have to.
Yeah.
Should tell call him up and said, listen, you can text him. I know who you are. I saw your face. Now, let me tell you this. If you ever show these pictures or video of me to anyone or any kind, you're not going to believe what I'm going to do. Don't ever call me again. And click, hang up. That's it. That's all you got to do. You got to let him know there are some consequences. 70-year-old men don't like their life getting ruined because they don't have much left. So you can't go in there and tell his wife. He can't get this ban from the church. He can't lose his only golf buddy. Too much to lose. So okay. Just make that statement that you know who he is, and if mm-hmm. he uses the picture, you're not going to believe what I'm going to do to you.
All right, Steve, thank you. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and on Facebook. And please don't forget to check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Okay, Jay, quickly, you are here with what? Toughen It
book.
Out?
I wrote another book. My latest book is called You Might Be Toughing It Out If. Chapter 1.
Okay.
You might be toughing it out if you've been riding on your spare tire for 6 months. You might be toughing it out.
Yeah. That's...
Chapter 4 is a good chapter. You might be toughing it out if you make dishwashing liquid when you put it in water and let it dissolve. You might be toughing it out. You put soap in the dishwashing liquid
uh-huh.
and you just let it dissolve. You ever had that done? Okay.
Yeah.
You might be toughing it out if your debit card gets turned down at the dollar store. You might be toughing it out.
Yeah.
No,
that's toughening it right there.
That's pretty tough. You might. Here's a good one.
This is chapter
8. You might be toughing it out if you got one light bulb and you got to take it from room to room.
You can't buy light bulbs?
I'm talking about...
Jesse, bring the light bulb in here.
Hey.
That's polar.
Harry, I'm trying to see the toilet tissue.
That's a good one, Steve. Because I got a chapter on that. You don't have toilet paper. You got napkins from Wendy's, McDonald's, Hooters. Chapter 14 is a good chapter. If your pillow that you sleep on is a rolled up towel in a sheet, man. Now you toughen it out right there, man. That's toughening it out.
Hey, I got one. I got
one. What you got,
Steve? You might be toughening it out if your glasses done broke in so many places. You just picking up the lens, looking through one eye.
That's tough.
Just give got one lens.
Give him one more, Steve. Give him one more. Give him one more.
You close it out.
All right.
Come on, Jay, quick.
You might be toughing it out if you can only put $1.60 in your Escalade. You toughening it out, man.
Let me get 160 on pump two, please. 160 on pump two.
Is that the Escalade, though? Escalade.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Hey everybody, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. But there's a great need for donations regardless of your blood type. Every day, the blood our people donate saves lives and eases the pain of those living with sickle cell disease. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
All right, come on, Steve. You and Junior are here to break it down. It says your kid isn't doing a dang thing in school when the teacher calls.
Oh, yeah. I've got nephews, got this phone call. Mm-hmm. When the teacher call and say, hey, listen, I don't really want to be disrespectful, but it's best if you just don't show up for the next PTA meeting. It's a waste of time.
Dang. I thought they liked for the parents to be involved.
No. Not when your kid ain't doing nothing. Hey, listen, let's just save us all 20 minutes. I got another family. Just don't even show up for the next PTA meeting. What are we even talking about this boy for?
They told you that, Junior?
Yeah.
Wow.
But that ain't all.
Well, that's not it?
Nuh-uh.
What else?
I got one nephew. He's 17 in the third grade. Like, how did he get here?
What?
How did he get his big ass here? He don't even fit in the desk. We just want to know. How did he get
here? That's not true.
Well, I don't know. Truth be told, I don't know what grade he is, Shirley, but damn it, it ain't a double digit. I know that much. Mm-mm, nah, I saw some crayons in his backpack. I know it ain't a double digit.
So your kid isn't doing anything in school when the teacher calls.
Nuh-uh.
Wow.
Steve? Mm-mm.
I didn't really understand the question, to be honest with you.
This is when the teacher calls, you know the kid ain't doing a damn thing in school.
You mean just make that phone call?
Yeah, when that phone, when you get that phone call and then what that teacher say on the other end?
Well, I've got quite a few of them.
Yourself, personally?
I thought I was doing something.
You thought you was doing something?
I couldn't understand why everybody was so disappointed in 67.
That was your score?
Out
of 100?
Yeah, you 67, I'm going down. Mm-hmm.
That's an F. You failed.
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't.
Yes, wait, that's 70 a D. Is the cutoff.
70
brother.
Is a C. What?
70 cutoff. Is a D.
70. If 70 is the cutoff, how did I get a 67?
That's what we all would like to know.
You're supposed to stop at 70.
I'm going to be going to, that's the cutoff. How did I get a 67? And I tried.
What class was this, D? Lunch?
Oh, damn near all of them. Mm-hmm. Anything but gym. Gym, I was a straight A student. Athletic. I would get with it.
Yeah.
You know, but it, like, you know, like math. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If I got a 67 in math and it wasn't but 100, why are you failing me?
Because you obviously didn't understand and you missed a lot.
Yeah. Did you study at all? Did you study?
Yeah, I studied.
When? At home?
Right before I took the test.
Ain't that when you're supposed to, so to be fresh?
Why would you study 2 days before and then the information ain't fresh?
You're supposed to study.
I knew what I knew.
Study.
Yeah. You're supposed to study up until the test. You know, homework. It's called homework.
Shirley, I did all that. My homework was less than that.
And you still
less
got a
than 67? A 67?
Oh, like that's unthinkable.
I mean, I'm trying to figure this out.
Oh, like you ain't never got a 42.
No.
A 42.
Man.
You know how much red ink is on your paper?
And that was another thing. Why are we marking on this paper like this?
Yeah.
What is the degrading me for?
Yeah, that's not really building
humiliating.
Me. That's not edification.
All this red ink, that ain't really saying nothing for me. Just put a blue X on it.
Junior said, that's not education.
No, that's not.
Right. And it's not building up confidence in a student.
It's not.
No, it's not. What? You should have got a tutor, Steve. Maybe a tutor would have been able to help you.
You mean, wait a minute. You mean get out of school and go back in there?
Get out of school and go back in there.
No, have someone come over maybe to your home.
Home and help you.
And help you.
Wait a minute.
With your homework and stuff.
I came home to play.
Yeah.
Now somebody coming over to do what?
Help you with
some
your homework so you can understand. Yeah.
So you didn't have the right attitude.
No. I don't believe in helping the teacher out. Teach me while I'm there.
Matter of fact, what that say about you teaching?
Hello. I think you're failing me as a teacher.
Yeah.
When I go home and I don't know a damn thing, what was we in here doing?
Yeah.
So you'd give your teacher a grade of 67.
Yeah. Oh, you need to flunk this half.
Yeah. We gotta go.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so even though the economy is unpredictable and supply chain issues are still affecting consumers, luxury car sales, Steve, are booming. It seems rich Americans are purchasing record numbers of Teslas, Bentleys, Ferraris, and Lamborghinis, among other luxury car brands. So here's the question, Steve, and this is kind of a crazy question, but we're going to ask you anyway. If money was no object, what car or truck would you purchase? What's your dream car? I mean, dream car.
The only car that's missing that I've got to get.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a 1957 Chevy Bel Air convertible.
Oh.
That has to happen.
Now, didn't you have something
that hard
like
to...
that?
No, I got a 40 Cadillac. I had a 42 Pontiac took it to the shop and the dude disappeared with it.
What?
Oh, that happened out in L.A. I took it to his shop trying to support this brother. He disappeared with the shop, the car, everything. Never saw it again.
Wow.
Wow.
So what's so special about the car that you want, the Bel Air convertible?
Because
Chevy.
I was born in 1957. Mm-hmm. And it's one of my favorite old cars, the way it looks. It's just a big, bad thing. I'm going to get one, though. I want it to be beautiful. I'm going to get it already made. I fixed up my Cadillac. I don't want to fix it. I want to buy it already made.
Uh-huh.
And I don't want no mag wheels. I don't want no hot rod ass car.
Coming up in 33 minutes after the hour, we'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Junior, I'm going to be kind. I ain't going to get mad.
Don't get mad.
I ain't going to get angry.
Don't believe him, Junior.
I'm going to take my time and I'm going to softly say my response.
But for those that didn't hear it, Shirley was saying y'all comparing eras of music. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Well, Junior is the 90s.
Junior is the 90s. Yes.
90s, 2000s, 70s,
80s. Then 80s. Okay. 70s right. and 80s?
Okay.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. So this not group, fair. This group was, they had a lot of groups come out. This group. But New Edition, New Edition.
Oh, Junior.
Junior. Nah, New Edition was cold.
Yeah, man.
They still
New
cold.
Edition
yeah, still
was
cold.
Cold. Bell yeah. Biv DeVoe, all the Bobby Brown.
Bobby Brown.
Oh, yeah.
All Johnny.
Them, they was cold.
Oh, my God, Johnny.
They was cold.
Yeah.
Cold.
They could still tour to this day.
Uh-huh. And fill up arenas.
Here we go.
I'm just going to just say the damn. Okay. Temptations.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, you know that ain't fair right
yes,
there,
sir.
Man.
Yes,
that ain't
sir.
Fair.
Boom, doom, boom, 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 boom.
But New Edition.
Ooh,
that's who they emulated, and then they broke off into their own thing.
That's true. Look at this fool.
This fool here, man.
Steve, are you smoking a cigar? Put that thing out.
It's too early in the morning.
It's too early for y'all.
All right, come on, Junior. Give him another one.
This one of my favorite R&B singers in my ear, too.
Oh, you going with single voice singers?
I'm just going to just, oh, I mean, he's hard, you. Man.
You going to lose this.
No,
I'm just telling
Steve,
you.
Steve, you're supposed to be right nice. Well,
I'm just saying. Nice. Okay.
But I cannot act like Gerald LaVert didn't come out.
Okay.
I'm just not going to act like G.
Son of Eddie. So
that was damn near unfair.
He hurt you.
And that's Cleveland.
Yeah, you heard because
of
Cleveland. And was a personal friend. I used to go by his house.
Yeah.
And my first opening act was with LaVert down at Chili's. But, and I love Gerald LaVert, and I still listen to him because he tried to hurt me with that one.
He did.
So now I'm going to have to stang your young ass because you don't know.
what you going to say is daddy, Eddie? That's all he can say. Look at his face.
Say it, Steve.
Who made Gerald?
His daddy.
How Gerald get it? Who Gerald copy his voice after? That damn Eddie LaVert.
Okay, because you get so aggressive. Okay.
Still making hits.
All right, we're getting out. Coming up, our last break of the day.
Yeah, well, in our last break of the day, I'm going to do the closing remarks, but I want you to do 2-3 more, and then I'm going to do the close.
We'll be back in 49 minutes after, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, here we are, last break of the day. Looks like you have some more in you, but you have to calm down now.
Okay,
we're doing
I was calm.
Musical
He tried to hurt me with Gerald, though.
From the
he tried
90s
to hurt me.
In the 70s and 80s.
Hit him with his daddy.
All right. So,
broke him back down.
He did.
He rose up on me strong, but slapped him back down. Go ahead, Junior.
Because y'all got so many, man. Okay, here go one. These dudes here, man.
These dudes.
Had hits.
Had hits, okay.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to tell you right now. This dude named Aaron Hall.
Teddy, oh.
had a group called Guy.
Yes, they did. God. Yes, they did.
Groove Me.
Jam.
Groove Me.
Whoa, Jam. They got him.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
So. Them were some bad boys right there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Peace of my love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Come on with it, big dog. What you got?
This is easy right here, huh? You know, okay, just let me know when y'all want them.
That's a three-person group, so you need a three-person group.
A three-person group?
That's because he said three members in the group.
Y'all just talking about guys. Just
a group.
Okay.
It's got to be a group. Can't three people.
Well, I mean, three people is
get
a
your
group.
Ass stung with the Supremes, but I'm not going to do that.
No.
I'm going to go with a guy. Here we go.
Wow.
You heard me with that.
Ready?
Yeah.
Ready? Group, small group.
Be nice.
V I S L E Y. Brothers.
I can't with you.
All right.
Isley Brothers.
He looks at me like what's that fair?
Boom, doom, doom. Doom, 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 doom. Boom, just ding.
Hey!
Fight it! Fight the power.
You like that because they cuss in it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. All
right. Come on, Junior.
One more Junior before closing remarks.
This is going
to
be
try to get a single single.
I got one.
Oh, I'm going to hurt you. I'm going to hurt you.
Now, this boy pretty much is responsible for the 90s.
No, I know who you're going to say. I already know.
Mm-hmm. Means a lot to me, too.
I'm going
to
put the initial right here on my plate.
Uh-huh. Mm. Okay. Babyface.
Okay, now.
Ooh.
Not only was Dagger. He hits, he wrote.
Outstanding.
Dagger, Steve.
Yeah, you got to pick your big lip up now, boy.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. Y'all don't even know who you playing with. You don't even know.
Oh, no. He done said Babyface.
I got options.
Okay.
I ain't even going to tag you with the heavy hitters.
Okay.
You won't go with Babyface? Face?
Mm-hmm.
Something that you told me stayed in my head.
See, that ain't bad. Dang,
all night long.
And I'm so into you, my face.
I'm so into you. I don't know.
Junior,
what
come
I'm
back,
gonna
Junior.
Do.
No, Junior's
feel
still in there with Babyface.
You. What?
Tommy.
Junior is still in there with Babyface.
Tommy.
Boy, I just said the Dr. J of vocals. I love Babyface. Babyface Cole.
Yeah.
He done wrote a lot of hits. Singing? Peebo Bryson?
Come on now. Okay. I'm with you when you write.
Yeah.
I don't know. Try one more, Junior.
Go ahead. Steve,
go ahead, please.
Let it go.
Just try, Junior.
All right.
Come on. Is this a single artist?
What you want to be, single artist?
Whatever you want to do,
though. Okay. see this right here. All right. I love this brother voice because he sang hard, too.
Come on.
Okay. Hard sang. Tyrese. I'm not going to lie. You can't tell me.
Barry White.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, we might well do the closing remark.
Okay,
closing
remark.
I don't do closing remark.
Yeah. Oh, we picking dog skin people? Barry White.
Junior.
Something wrong with me.
Can you see that?
Woo. Yeah. Okay. All right. This could be the last one, because surely that was my next pick, though.
Go ahead. Okay. Describe this one.
Okay.
Go ahead.
He's good
this
in
brother
the descriptions,
here,
isn't he?
This brother came out around 2000.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. First R&B singer I saw with jeans on and Timberland.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Shirt open,
the game.
Tank top.
Oh, okay. Come on.
Jaheim. I'm just I can't say. I don't know what happened, but and when he started.
That boy can sing right there now.
You know, you can just go straight to you know.
Teddy?
Like, Teddy, thank you.
Pendergrass.
Yes, sir.
Oh, since we talking about hard singing.
Game over. Game over. Game
you
over.
Get Jaheim, I get Teddy.
We get Teddy, woo! Then we got to go from there.
Sing one Teddy song, Steve. Go ahead.
Turn him off! Light a candle.
Oh,
I'm in a sexy mood.
Steve, tell him to vote.
All around.
Teddy's voice. Teddy's voice. I like it. Yeah.
Get out and vote.
Yes.
Don't play with it.
Hard.
We gotta get rid of this fool. Get out and vote. Let's take a shower. Shower together.
Before you go to vote.
I wash your body. You wash mine. Yeah. And y'all, we got to get out and vote. I got caught up in the music and forgot to tell y'all to vote. We got to vote.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay, and you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.